Time's ticking away.
Keep on living on.
Vaughn Brothers on 90.3 KNBA and Tick Tock. Some fine local music from Super Saturated Sugar Strings and All Their Many Miles. It's the title track to their latest album. Only Songs was the Wild Reeds, R.E.M., What's the Frequency, Kenneth, a little Dan Rather music there. And Robert Plant, Bones of Saints, brand new music from Robert Plant here on KNBA. 26 minutes past 8 o'clock, yip-ee, skip-ee, it is Friday. We made it to the weekend. You've got the Morning Line program for Friday morning. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chifle. KNBA loves to keep you in tune with our community. And we've got an event coming up tomorrow. Well, Miss Alaska USA at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium. You can view the join the excitement as Alyssa London, you know, point of pride for the Native community, 2017 Miss Alaska USA, and Miss Alaska Teen USA, Tana Bartels, crowned the next Miss Alaska and Miss Alaska Teen USA, and that's tomorrow at 6, from 6 to 8 at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium.
Okay, Wendy Williamson, the place to be. Thank you very much. And KNBA keeping you in tune with our community, welcoming back to the program this morning, Crystal Mars. Crystal is a program coordinator. I can say supersaturated sugar strings, but I can't say coordinator. Program coordinator for South Central Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. So we've talked about a very cool, I don't know if it's not a... an event so much, it's an epic happening in DigiDance. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the summer, so let's get an update. Actually, first, remind us what DigiDance is all about.
Sure. So DigiDance, it's an Alaska Native dance challenge, and what happened is South Central Foundation's leadership and myself traveled to New Zealand last year, and we met with the Tanui Maori tribe, and they showed us their culture, and they showed us their people and their history, and they knew everything, their protocols from their babies all the way to their elders. And it was just so empowering for us to see that. We wanted to bring that back with us and do something with our Native people in our community to show our pride and our culture like they were. So we came up with the idea for DigiDance, and it's Alaska Native dance groups. We're asking them to create an original dance that will essentially respond to the New Zealand Maori's haka.
What's a haka?
So the haka is their, it's a respect dance that they perform, and it tells basically about their history and their past, and it's the utmost respect type of dance that they can do for someone or for an event.
So storytelling through dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we want our people to create something that can respond to them, a respect, welcoming, telling them about who we are and where we're from when we first meet.
You know, it's amazing enough to watch different cultural groups do their own traditional dances, which is not an easy feat in and of itself, but to actually create a dance with some intention, with some meaning,
yes,
and then do it within a very short period of time. That seems pretty amazing to me, because most of these groups that have gotten together, they didn't form until, what, a couple of months ago?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them have been together for a really long time. We've got different groups that have entered the competition from across the state. We have a group coming from Kodiak. And there's Tlingit, Tsimshian, Haida, Yupik, Kupik, Alutiiq, Athabascans. So we've got a broad
range. We've got great representation.
Yeah.
Well, even the groups that have been together for a long time, mm-hmm, had to make a brand new,
yeah,
dance. So, I mean, that process is... have you talked to anybody about... have they gotten ideas from elders or any sort of research gone through?
I'm not sure about all the research that the dance groups have put into their individual dances. I would assume that they have... gone back and looked at their histories, and
they didn't just watch hip hop videos or anything. Okay.
No, we've actually asked people to send us with their applications a little video clip
of what they've seen.
We've seen little clips of what they'll be doing, and it's pretty cool.
Okay. Now, There's a huge prize.
There is. First place is $10,000.
$10,000 for the dancers to split up.
Yeah.
Maybe if you just dance solo, you get to pocket $10,000.
Right.
Okay. So that's now talk about the competition then, because it's coming up real close.
It's coming up close. It's here in October. We're working with the Alaska Federation of Natives, so to have our finals. It will be on Saturday, October 21st, during the AFN convention at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that'll be the top three teams performing to find out who's going to be first, second, third. And then the winner of that will go to the banquet that evening and perform with the New Zealand Maori group.
Oh, so they're coming up.
Yeah, they'll be here.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but what is this, sort of a round-robin tournament thing? I mean, you mentioned the finals on Saturday night. What does it happen throughout the week?
It does. So we're going to have a preliminary round with all of the groups, and that'll happen on the 17th at South Central Foundation. And that won't be open to the public. We just want to have all of the groups there and have, be focused and really focus on their pieces that they're going to perform for us. And so, and then the semifinals, it will be at the Denaina Center on Wednesday the 18th in the evening after the Elders and Youth Convention, and that will be open to the public.
So how does this, is it like Dancing with the Stars or America's Got Talent style? Or, I mean, who makes the decisions, and how are they made on who's going to win?
We have a panel of judges. It's about 10 judges, and it's different tribal leaders from across the state. And they will have scorecards and different aspects that they will be judging on.
So, you know, traditional dancing, I mean, we all like to have fun, and fun is a very important part of Indigenous cultures, but we take tradition very seriously.
Yes.
Things like dancing, but it seems like this is tweaked with an element of fun, and I mean, does that make, I mean, we think of stodgy and tradition and all these things, but this has got a neat twist to it.
Yeah, we're really hoping that, I mean, it brings out everybody to it. There's groups that have their children participating, so it'll be really fun to see all the different ages ranging on the performances and how they all bring to life their stories about their histories and their culture.
Any talk about making it an annual event? Or
we haven't gotten to that far yet.
See, let's get through one first, okay? Then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, and again, the banquet is going to be Saturday the 21st, and the Maori Haka people will be there.
Yes.
So what's the, you use the word response, that the winning group is going to respond to the Maori's Haka?
Yeah, so essentially, it's the Maoris. They will perform their haka, and after they perform, the winner of the dance challenge will perform on stage right after. So it'll be they'll perform, and then the winner will perform. So it's kind of a respect, welcome, and welcome. Here's our story. We want to show you and who we are. And
I find this just fascinating. We're about out of time, but I have so many more questions. So I just hit you with like maybe one more.
Sure.
You mentioned that the Maori people, that their haka and their dances are steeped in not only tradition, but that protocol is very important too.
Mm-hmm.
Have our dance groups, have they had to learn a certain protocol for whoever wins and needs to respond to the haka?
That's a piece that we're working on.
A work in progress.
That part's a work in progress to see how all of that's going to play out on stage. But it's going to be really interesting to see it all come out.
Okay, that's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that's coming up at the last night of AFN at the big banquet on October the 19th, the 21st, and the public is welcome to attend. Crystal Mars is a program coordinator at South Central Foundation. She's been our guest this morning. Anything you have to add or that we forgot?
No, if the public can come on out and watch the competition, it's open to the public again. It starts on Wednesday the 18th for public viewing, and that's down at the Denaina Center after the Elders and Youth Conference. It starts at 7 p.m., and then again, the final competition will be Saturday, October 21st at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Come down, watch it. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a gas. It's going to be fun. Thanks, Crystal, for joining us
today.
Oh,
you're welcome.
On Morning
Thanks so much for having me.
Very welcome. 8:35, His Golden Messenger and Nikki Bloom and the Gramblers still to come.
Alaska Native and American Indian people are providers, teachers, and artists. They are many things, but they are not defined by tobacco. It's a fact. Over half of Alaska Native adults don't use tobacco. For more resources on building a healthy life, visit anthc.org/weare. This announcement is sponsored by ANTHC, a nonprofit organization. News programming on KMBA supported by Siri, the proud developer of AlaskaNativeHire.com, bringing together employers and Alaska Native job seekers. AlaskaNativeHire.com, where the jobs find you.
What will the world be like without Indian Country Today Media Network? The news outlet is on hiatus while considering new business models. We'll talk about the future of Native media. Also, leaders and members of the Navajo Nation are discussing lifting a 2002 moratorium on genetic research. It's our news roundup on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.